All right, we're back. It's Rob's Curry, Rob's Curry Show. I just poked my head out the studio real quick, and it's hot. it's real hot, man. Ay, ay, ay. Man, it's hot. It's hot out there. Super hot. Hot, hot, hot. Hot, hot, hot. it's hot, 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 my friends. It's hot. All right, so the new news is, well, I don't know if it's new news because it's been circulating all morning. Corey Lubinowski. Yes, Corey. Corey Lube. Corey Lube was fired. Yes. Corey Lubinowski. Oh, God. Has been fired by the Trump campaign. Kind of seen this coming, don't you think? Don't you think it was kind of coming? With everything that's been going on with the campaign and just, man, weeks and weeks and weeks. You know, you've been hearing Manafort and, you know, battling Corey. And then you heard, you know, Ivanka and her husband battling with Lubinowski. I mean, you just knew it was coming. You knew it was coming. You knew it was coming. And I think it would have came after the Michelle Fields situation. But Trump is loyal. You know, he's loyal. He's loyal. He's not going to abandon people. So I think they kind of let it go. I think they extended Corey's job a lot longer than they wanted to. Because I think Paul Manafort has been in control for the last few weeks. I think Paul has been in control, or at least positioning to take more control. I think Ivanka, the son-in-law, has been in more control. I think it's been evolving. I think it's been evolving. And with all the drama that's been going on and polls coming out and, you know, the media working overtime to bury Trump before the election even begins. Remember, before the Judge Curiel, thing, you had a bunch of Hillary Clinton news drop. You had a bunch of Hillary Clinton news drop. And the Judge Curiel debate basically got Hillary Clinton and one of her donors sitting on a nuclear panel. The guy who put her server up. Taking the fifth, different aides like Cheryl Mills giving depositions that are comical in nature. I mean, seriously, they make the Bill Clinton what is the definition of that, the definition of this, and I don't know. I mean, they're comical. And all that stuff got buried by Judge Kural. And that wasn't a day or two. I mean, that was a week and a half. That was a week and a half, easy. So, Lubinowski's gone. It's over. It's gone. Finished. And he did an interview and said he has no regrets. He doesn't know why Trump fired him. He has no regrets. I think Breitbart was the first to report exactly what happened and the fact that he was escorted out of the building. It said Corey came to the meeting unaware that he had lost the support of the GOP presumptive nominee. At the meeting, attended by both senior campaign staff and members of the family, Trump reviewed different campaign matrix that were all faltering. Cooperation with party leaders, fundraising surrogate operations, and most importantly, the polls. The campaign manager seemed to have run out of ideas when the New York City developer asked Lubinowski what he would do to turn things around. The only thing he could come up with was for Trump to announce his pick for vice president. Continues to say, pitching that as a solution sealed his fate. The source said the VP pick was one of the piece of suspense that could make people tune into the convention. And Corey wanted to give that away now. And then it said, 1 month ago, Lubinowski was reported to be in a screaming match with the campaign's press secretary about the running of the campaign on an uptown Manhattan street four blocks from the Trump Tower, the New York Post reported. So that's the story. That's the big story. That's the big story, at least the story here. And Corey said he doesn't know why he was fired, but he's gone. We'll see what happens from this point forward. Like I said, I kind of saw it coming. The fact that the son-in-law and that Ivanka Manafort had been more involved. I think Corey was on borrowed time. So there you go. Corey Lubinowski out. I know there's not much more to it. If you're looking for something more, I don't really got anything more.